I think it works very well as, if you like, a principle to guide practical operations. So, you know, in that sense, it's very well entrenched within the police that, you know, when they respond to illicit drug use, you know, their focus isn't on the drug user, it's on the person who sold them the drugs and all that sort of thing. And they, you know, to a fair degree, avoid sort of, you know, dragging drug users unnecessarily into the criminal justice system. Harm minimisation is perhaps less clear when it comes to, I guess, a broad guidance on, well, should we do this or that policy, so to speak, because, I mean, harm minimisation, I guess, is a kind of an aspiration to balance off a couple of different objectives. So it doesn't necessarily give you that super duper, you know, fantastic clarity of objective to say, should we pursue, a policy to increase the price of alcohol, or should we pursue a policy to change the community's attitude to alcohol? Harm minimization.
So anytime there's harms on both sides.
Yeah.
So in the example you just gave, the price of alcohol going up for addicts means they have less to spend on other things.
Yeah, exactly.
The argument against it is that more young people, kids can afford alcohol or whatever. So there's harms on both.
Yeah,
so anytime
that's right.
So do you find you having commensurate harms, that those are almost, that almost, okay, the example I just thought of was two different populations, but is it sometimes impossible to weigh which is less harmful?
Well, yes, but I guess that's a common conundrum in policy issues, and I think policy politics is so often about who benefits when from whatever.
You mean in the short or long run?
Well, over whatever time frame you're talking about, but you know,
which is when you said when.
You're referring to the short term cycle of policy
return.
Yeah. But I guess governments are making decisions to deliver whatever benefit it is to whatever group it is now, or 3 years, or in 5 years, kind of thing. And in the same way, harms. You know, you have to calculate the different impacts of harms on different people and try to work yourself through what are, I guess, fundamentally, to some degree, values-based judgments on, you know, incommensurate harms, as you